If Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, then he's already healed, he's already saved, he's took away your weary. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Manasseh, he's Jehovah Rapha, he's every name tonight that he was then, he is now. And the blood of Christ has covered and redeemed you from everything that Adam did to you. Now you don't have it in the fullness, but you have it as the earnest of your salvation. If there's no divine healing, there's no resurrection. Right? If there's no joy here in the Lord, there's no joy there in the Lord. We just got the earnest, that's the down payment of the what will it be when we see him and get the full value of his redemption. Now, as his servant, just a man, here's people in this line, as far as I know, every one of them are total strangers. Are you, ladies, and man, whoever you are you strangers? Raise your hand if you are. And as far as I know, everyone in the audience that I can see are strangers. Then what would make this Bible real again is for Christ to come and do the same thing here tonight that he did when he was on Galilee. Is that right? If he will do it, then he's Christ. He's Jehovah Jireh. Now, we realize that there's people that was born to never see it. We know that. God wasn't willing for them to do it, but the Bible said that they were foreordained to this condemnation. How many knows the Bible says that? Just the same as you was foreordained eternal life. So you can't make a fish out of a turtle. You just can't do it. He's just not made up that way. You can't make a guy that set his heart against it and won't believe it, you can't make him believe it. No matter what would take place, he wouldn't believe it. So that Jesus said, so the world will see me no more, yet you'll see me. The church will always see him, for I'll be with you in every age to the end of the world. He's here tonight. Jehovah Jireh is sacrificed. Now, the lady, come up here. Now, of all that long message in the time, if it just fell by the wayside, the birds of the air will gather. Some will fall in pretty good ground. They may bleed for a few days. After a while, by and by, the hot weather and the scorching, the people say, did you go over there to that meeting? Well, there wasn't nothing to that. Scorch away. Others will come up and they'll think a little more and they'll fall away. But some will fall in good ground. All we're responsible sowing, see? God has to direct the seed. He knows who's his from the beginning, see? Now, here's a lady standing by me. As far as I know, I've never laid my eyes on the woman before in my life. She's a complete, total stranger. Is that right, lady? If that is, raise your hand. Very saintly, godly, clean, nice-looking woman standing here. We've never met before. If this ain't a perfect picture, again, of the woman at the well and our Lord Jesus. Not as I'm taking his place or she taking her, the woman's place. But it's just, again, a man and a woman. We never met. Jesus said to the woman, began to speak to her, said, bring me a drink. She said, it's not customary for you to ask the Samaritans such you Jews. The conversation went on until he contacted her spirit. He found out where her trouble was. She had five husbands. He said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have any. So that's right, she got five. Why, she said, sir, I perceive you're a prophet. Now, we know the Messiah will do that when he comes, but who are you? He said, I'm he. That was the sign of the Messiah. She went into the city, said, the Messiah is here. Isn't that the sign of the Messiah? Tomorrow night I got a message on that, if the Lord willing, on that. What is the sign of the Messiah? All right. Now, sister, I am not Messiah. You know that. I'm just his servant. The smallest in all his kingdom. I don't say that to be humble. I say it for the truth. For as many things as God has done, why, I should have faith to move mountains. But I'm confessing my fault, see, that I'm sorry. Might not be the age, it might not be permitted to me. But the things that I've seen God do would make volumes of books. And then to stand and sometimes have the ups and downs like everybody else. But the Bible said that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly. It wouldn't rain. Well, now, if I have correctly illustrated from the Bible here and showed by the Bible that when Jesus is here on earth and the people stood like you do now, when he knew what their trouble was, they declared that that was the sign of the Messiah. You ever heard me preach on that before? Is this your first time to be here? Oh, you've heard the message. All right. Now, if we knowing not each other, just what am I doing now? I've been preaching at length. I'm waiting for that anointing. See? And when it comes, he'll tell me. I'll just humble myself. He'll seek through my lips. And if you're here for some cause, I don't know why. But if he'll tell me why, or speak to you why, you know that he knows what your cause is then. Is that right? It has to be a supernatural being, because I don't know yet. Then it depends on what you think it is, will be what will become of what results you'll get from it. The Roman that put a rag over his face and hit him on the head and said, if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you and we'll believe you. He never said a word. He never approached right. But the woman touched his garment. She got what she asked for, because she believed. Now, if God will say to me, use my lips, it couldn't be my voice, because I don't know. I wouldn't know what to say if I said it'd be wrong. But if God will come now, the Jehovah Jireh, and provide the means to fulfill what Jesus promised he would do, will you still believe he's Jehovah Jireh? Let the woman be the judge. You've been sick, very sick. And I believe I hear him say it was about the bow. That's right. Mm-hmm. And you're very nervous. And then I see some kind of an examination, or you're looking at something with your clothes down to, it's a lump on your side. That's right. Jehovah Jireh, his presence. Can't you see that, friend? Watch the expression on the woman's face change as soon as that light settled over. Now, we're in no hurry tonight. Tomorrow's Sunday. You don't go to Sunday school till about 9 o'clock. Now, the more I would talk with the woman, the more would be told of her. See? More I would talk. Now, right now, I don't know what he said was wrong with her. I could find it on the tape there. If anybody ever questions, it comes right back to the tape. Watch what it says now. That's the vision. That doesn't heal. But when you say here, say, thus saith the Lord, it'll certain thing happen. That's him speaking. Now, this is William Branham now. That was him a few minutes ago. Now, look, if we turn to the woman and just talk to her a minute, I don't know what he told her. But the best of my memory, that there was something that she was wrong, something was wrong with her somehow. I know it was very dark around her, ever what it was. That was right, wasn't it, ladies? Very sick, yes, very sick. All right? Now, that's what the lady's here for. Is that right, lady? What was told you? Is it ever a bit right? Raise your hand. I never seen you. No way at all. Just right now is the only time we ever met. That's all. See? Woman with her hand up to God. Kneel my hand up. Now, something's here that knows that. Now, what is it? It's a gift. Now, I'm a perfect mute until something speaks through me. This here microphone is a mute until there's life behind it speaking through it. It's not the microphone. It's my voice through it. And that's the way it is with myself. I don't know that woman. Never seen her. But when I can humble myself to a gift that he give me, then he speaks himself. That's him speaking. Using my voice, but I'm looking at a vision, just speaking what I see. Now, would you like to ask her again, just this once? What's one more? Would you like to ask her again to see what the Lord would say? Would you desire it, sister? Of course, you believe, I guess, now, all right. Well, let's just ask the Lord and see what He would say. Now, you don't have to look at me or just anything, just what you wish to. Now, if the Lord will just let me see again for His glory. God be merciful, that God alone knows that this is from my heart to magnify Jesus Christ. No selfish motives, nothing about it, just to magnify Jesus Christ. Yes, I see an examination again. It's about the vows. And I see that He said that you must be operated on. That's right. And somehow I see you when you look younger than you do now and you're standing in a line or something being prayed for. I see myself standing there. It was when I was here before, and I prayed for you for some sort of a nervous condition, and it was a menopause, and you were healed. And I see a younger woman, and let's see, she was healed too, and she was a tuberculous, and she was healed. That's saith the Lord. Amen. It's all over, sister. Go home and rejoice. May God give you life. Was that a testimony? Just excuse me, I'm not beside myself, but let me get the story a little. My daughter. Your daughter has been healed of TB. Oh, I prayed for her and she was healed of TB. Is that right? Not in this meeting. 10 years ago, she said, I prayed for her daughter with TB. She never had a symptom since. It's been healed ever since. I think we should say, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The great Jehovah, Jireh. Now, here's another lady. Lovely looking person. Neat, gentle looking woman. We're strangers to each other. If God will reveal to me now, the woman is already anointed. Just as soon as she walked around here, see that first woman, it's quite a little time because the service is changing. But the woman is suffering with a nerve condition. That's right, isn't it, lady? Now, it went out on me. Here it is again. It's something wrong about a bowels, too. She's got a bowel trouble. And she was operated on for that bowel trouble. And the surgeon made a mistake. He cut the wrong thing, and he cut a nerve that went to the bladder, and you're having trouble with that. That thus saith the Lord. Amen. You believe? Amen. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, I pray Thee to touch our sister and make her well or give her what she has need of. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. All right, just be reverent. Don't move around now. Sit real quiet. I feel tonight that the Lord's going to do something special tonight. I just feel that way. What do you think about it, young man, sitting there kind of bushy hair? You believe with all your heart? You're having a nerve trouble, aren't you? That's right. Young man with a blue shirt and kind of a yellow tie. You're having trouble with your nerves. If that's right, raise your hand. You don't have it no more now. Your faith has saved you. What did he touch? What did he touch? He never touched me. But he touched the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of his infirmities, and he spoke back through me. There it is. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Have faith. We're strangers to each other, lady. I suppose we do not know each other at all. But God does know us both. Is that true? How many is this? Two or three people? I want three witnesses. And the second? Third person. All right. If the Lord will reveal what you're here for, Will you accept it? Will the audience accept it all with their heart? Now here we are both, hands up before God we never met in life. I know no more about that woman than no one. But now, just think, right in this room you know is something of doing this, is that right? And it's just exactly what the Bible said would take place. Now what's your opinion of it? It's God, He don't have to do this to prove He's God, but He said He would do it. That's what makes it. He said He would do it. The lady is having trouble for some time. And she took something like the yellow jaundice. And that come from the liver and is settled to the liver. And you're having a great trouble. I see you eating and going vomit it up. Just keep eating and vomiting. You're extremely nervous. That's right. You believe me to be God's servant? You're not from this city. You're from a place, if I can read that name right, Winfield, Alberta. This is Hogg. Go home, you get well. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you. Just have faith, don't doubt. We're strangers to each other, lady. I do not know you. Never seen you in my life, as far as I know. Be real careful, see. If you'll just sit still 10 more minutes, see, when you move, that anointing here, listen, if I could explain it, you surely would do it. See, that's what causes disbelief. The angel of the Lord, how many knows when I was here before, he said, if you can get the people to believe you and then be sincere when you pray. Remember how I used to pray and hold the people's hands? You remember that? And he told me that it would come to pass that I would know the very secret of their heart, that it was the evidence of the Messiah, the promise to him that he did the same thing. How many knows that I couldn't do it then, but he said that it would come to pass. How many's in the other meeting heard me say that? Well, see what it's done? Now, if I say be reverent, and you just keep moving, going, walking. See, what does that? Each one of you is a spirit. And when you move, it interrupts something. See, and that's how you get it. Just be reverent and believe with all your heart. Now, if you just be reverent, we take this, say this woman here, then after this, do as you please. But so I'll be innocent before God, and God be innocent before the people. If that's the truth, that we know not each other, and God would reveal to me that's about five people you are, the fifth, sixth or something, well, whatever it is, if God has revealed that, then God is leave from His obligation to the people because He's proved Himself to be alive. I can say that. It depends on what you believe about it. That's up to them. But as far as proving it, God has made Himself clear. How many will believe that with all their heart?
Amen.
All right. The lady suffers with an extremely nervous condition. And then she's wanting prayer for her eyes, too, because her eyes are getting dimmer and dimmer. They're going out. It's a hardening of the nerve in the eye. The optical nerve is dying, which is shutting off the sight. But you're all upset about something, and you're weary, and you're... I see you shake your head or something, and in fact, you even wonder sometimes if you're actually saved. You have trouble with that. That's true. You've doubted your experience of being saved. But I'll tell you now, you are. But this was caused by a call, some kind of a shock you've had, some news or something that shocked you all at once and caused it. I think it was the death of your husband last fall. God bless your heart, lady. Let's move the sadness. Everything will be all right. Merciful God, as I stand before this dear woman, and knowing there is a sad spirit around her, I ask for thy divine mercy and guidance. Laying my hands up on her, I charge that sad spirit to leave the woman. Christ lives. Christ cannot no more take a word back that he said than nothing, because he's God and he knows everything before he says it. And I condemn the spirit that would harm this woman. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I just want to ask you, wasn't it something about you was worried about backsliding or something like that? Something on that order. Well, look, let me tell about your experience. Look, sister, this may hurt a little bit in the audience. Now, if you don't believe this, I'm talking to the woman, see. God don't run his business like that. Now, you know you were once saved. You know that. Well, if God saves you here, knowing he was going to lose you down there, he defeats his own purpose. He can't lose you. He might have to take you off the earth because of your sin, like the man in the Bible who is living with his own mother, and they turn him over to the devil for the destruction of the flesh that the soul might be saved. But he can't lose you. You're his. Before the world began, he ordained you to eternal life. It's the devil trying to teach you out of it. Call him a liar. Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jireh, has provided a place for you.
Amen.
Go get it. Live happy. God bless you. God bless you, sir.
Glory.
How do you do? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you. But if Jehovah Jireh, who has provided the sacrifice and provided his spirit here, you're in need. I see that you're in need. Well, if you're in need, he's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Now, he's provided a way for you. You believe it? Jesus is that way. All right? He's provided a gift to reveal to you Jesus Christ to you. He will do that. Will you accept his provision for you? You're suffering with a garter, a choking spirit in your throat. That's right. It's inward. It's caused from a nervous condition, what's known as a nervous garter, a choking spirit. You choke all the time. Correct. You can't see it, but it's inside. That's the reason if the garter's hanging outside and I'd have said it, then you'd have known. I'm looking at it. But you can't see it. Then if the audience might think there was one trace of that, believe on the Lord Jesus and believe me to be his prophet. Can you do that? You believe that Christ sent me to do this for you? And I just act in his stead here. I am the branch to his being divine. There's someone else in your family that's got a garter. That's a man. And he's in the hospital. And he's your uncle. You're praying for him. That's thus saith the Lord. You got a lady friend you're praying for. That's right. She's got trouble with her eyes. That's thus saith the Lord. Now you believe me to be his prophet? Then Jehovah Jireh has provided something here for you. You accept it? Jesus, Son of God, may she receive that what she's asked for. I pray in Christ's name, amen. God bless you, lady. Do you believe, my sister? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? Believe me to be his servant, sent to vindicate his word, to prove in the last days that this Gentile generation would see The glory, the light that shone at Jerusalem is shining on the Western world. You believe that that's what's shining here tonight? Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe it? Then if you be as the woman at the well, and His Spirit is here, you and I are just brothers and sisters, because you are a Christian. If God will reveal to me what you want, what you got, what's your sickness or whatever it is, and will reveal it, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. It's not sickness. You're staying here for someone else. It's a domestic affair. It's your husband. He's unsaved, and you're just about ready to have a broken up home. That thus saith the Spirit. He claims to be saved. He says he is, but his fruits prove that he isn't. You come here tonight, thought you'd come to the platform and ask me to pray for him. That's right. You believe? You love him? You don't want your home, bro? Let's pray that God will keep it together. Heavenly Father, as a poor little woman bows here at the foot of the cross, ask for mercy. God grant to her mercy. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Just a moment. Reverence, just a moment. Something happened. As soon as the woman come here, a spirit flashed. It run to the audience. Be reverent, be in prayer, Christian. A woman's suffering with a stomach trouble, scars from a nervous condition, but yes, it's that man sitting right back there on the end of the seat. Let me see if I get his attention while that anointing's on him. Here's a black streak between him and her. That's that devil screaming for mercy, you see. He's calling to other spirits like I call for people to pray. See? Be in prayer. See? This demon's calling for mercy. It's both the same thing. The man has a trouble in his chest. Sitting on the end of this row back there. Right here. And he's got a stomach trouble. You're from Peace River. That's right. The man here is kind of bald in front. Sir? Lady, the black streak is gone. The devil's defeated. You're both healed.
Go home and be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, you're all right. The lady's trouble. Female disorder. You believe Jesus will make you well?
Amen.
Father God, bless this young lady. And may she receive her healing tonight. I pray this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believe him now. You believe God will heal your kidney trouble, your back and make you well? You believe that he will?
Mm-hmm.
You accept it with all your heart? Then, Jesus, I pray that you give unto her according to her faith and make her well. Amen. God bless you, sister. Have faith. If you'll believe with all your heart, that heart will quit that, and you'll be made well. You believe it? Somebody right in there, but it didn't get just who it was with heart trouble, sitting right here in the balcony, right in this direction here. What do you think about it, brother? Would you accept your healing? Believe that the Lord Jesus make you well? If you believe it, you can have it also. God bless you. Don't weep unless you're just rejoicing. Go on your road now and be made well for the glory of God. Kind of thought first you wasn't going to get in here, didn't you? But he healed you that stomach trouble while you were sitting down there.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Now you can go on your road down there and let us rejoice. You're a healthy looking woman to be anemic, but you're anemic. You believe Christ will make you well? Jesus, I pray that you'll help her. Grant that she'll be made well for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Have faith. For the baby? How do you do, little girl? You know, honey, when Jesus was here on earth, he's seen little sweet-looking little girls like you. I don't worry, sister. It'll go from you. You're ready for an operation for that tumor, but God will take it out of you if you believe it. Will you believe it? Accept it? Father God, I pray that you heal the woman and make her completely well. In the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. God bless you, sister. Have faith. There's a lady sitting right here, looking this away. No? I can't heal you, lady, but you're blind, and you're praying. If you just accept this message that I give you, in Christ's name, you'll receive your sight. If you will believe it, the lady's sitting right back here. She's wearing a brown hat, kind of gray hair. There's a light right over, but it holds her above her. She thinks she can't be made well. Get that out, sister. You can be made well. And when I stop speaking to you, I want you to look up towards the light. See if you don't see the light. Do you see the light? Can you see that light above you, the blind woman? If you can, raise up your hand. That's right, lady. Touch her there by the arm, right there. All right. There you are. I knew you. See? It'll come to you if you'll just believe it. Amen. What do you think about that, sir? Looks so interested in that lady. You got a little checkered jacket on. You believe that? That light moved from the lady to you. You believe me to be God's prophet? If God will tell me what you're wanting God to do for you, will you believe that he doesn't? Well, gallstones and stomach trouble. You'll believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ, God's Son, will heal you and make you well. You believe he will? Then raise up your hands and accept it. God bless you. Go in God's peace. Go with you. Here's a lady sitting right down here. Little blue hat on. She's praying for somebody. I see her in her home praying before an open Bible. She's praying for a domestic trouble. That is her son or his home. He's an alcoholic. And you're asking God to save him. That's right, lady. That's right. Raise up your hand. Have faith. Your faith has touched him. Now believe for the one you're praying for, and you can have what you're asking for. All right, this is the lady. Well, the woman's deaf. She's got a deaf spirit on her. That woman's deaf. All right. I don't know what God will do about this. I have no idea. But if you all will pray with me. Now this lady here is deaf. And there seems to be a black sorrow around her somewhere. She's bereaved. She can't hear me. But she's bereaved about something. And that is, someone has just deceased in the family. Father.
Grandfather.
You're the father, the grandfather of the child. Father, the mother. Right? That was last night. See? That doesn't heal the girl. Now she can't hear. Faith cometh by hearing. And she can't hear, so how would faith come to her? Now, I don't know that God will do it. But we'll ask Him to do it. And if He doesn't do it, that won't hurt our faith one bit. We'll believe that God will do it in His time. But I don't know exactly what the cause is. I want every person in here to keep their head bowed and their eyes closed. But I pray that You will heal her. And if it be pleasing to You, Lord, and we find grace in Your sight, let the Spirit go from her immediately so she can hear, that the people might know that the Bible being fulfilled said when the deaf and dumb spirit left the man, he could speak and hear. We realize that she perhaps would not speak plain nor hear perfect because she's never heard. She wouldn't know how to act or how to say a word. But we pray, God, that You'll loose those nerves that's dead in her vocal and in her ears, over the eardrum, that deaf and dumb spirit that holds her might be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. Like a baby, it'll have to be all taught over again. How many believe now with all your heart? Do you believe that Jehovah Jireh is present?
Amen.
Wasn't it last night that He made a woman about 30 years old or 35, something like that, that was total deaf and dumb from a little girl or birth, both speak and hear? Is that right? He is God, isn't He? Jehovah.
You believe? I'm not mistaken. But aren't you associated with that prayer card? You got it 10 years ago here. Actually, you never got it. Your wife got it. I never seen you or the prayer card. But I've seen that prayer card over the top of your head just now. Now you've come with that stomach troubling things to be healed and that nervous condition you're suffering with. You've come now, you have it. You was prayed for. But now you come and you've got it now by obeying Christ. That's what was lacking. That's right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why couldn't I bring that prayer card last night? Because it wasn't right. There's a prayer card 10 years ago this week. I was here, not knowing it. On the 7th day of August, 1947, this prayer card was given right here in this room and was kept until a few nights ago. And now the owner of it presented it in the prayer line the other night to some of the ushers or somebody. It come back to Billy Paul. Billy Paul gave it to me. And as I come here, never know the man, never seen him in life, there was that prayer card hanging right there. All right, brother. You got what you asked for now. Christ is your Savior. When you accepted Him as Savior, He heals you also. There you are. Your nervous condition causing stomach trouble and heartburns and sour in your mouth. That's right. It's all over now. You're going to be well. If that ain't grace, give us a chord, Amazing Grace, everybody. How many know that great song? I want the ministers to come here and stand to these sinner friends. Not sinners now. They're not sinners. They come confessing. Let the ministers of this city come around here so they can take them now to their churches. Come on, ministers, whoever you are, welcome these men and women, boys and girls along here to your church. All right, all together. There is amazing grace, how sweet the sound that sing this next verse all together. Open up your lungs and sing it to God. Through many dangerous calls and snares, I have already come. It's grace that brought me safe thus far. It's grace that'll take me on. How many Christians here trust that this afternoon with your hands up? All right, good. Let's sing it with your hands up. All right, everybody together. You man. Shake hands with your neighbor standing by you and say, God bless your neighbor. The Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. Now, you pinned at once at the altar. Do you absolutely now accept Christ as your personal Savior? Raise up your hand. Every person at the altar accepts Christ as personal Savior. Now, I want you to turn facing the audience and these ministers here. You at the altar. Turn right around this way towards the audience. Now, raise your hands to the audience. That you accept Christ as personal Savior. Jesus said, He that heareth my words and believeth on Him that sent me has everlasting life. That's the life I'm talking about. You just now got it. You will in no wise come into condemnation, but you've passed from death unto life. He that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. That's truth, isn't it? Now, ministers, and all the Christians that welcome them into the body of Christ as fellow citizens of the kingdom, raise your hands as a welcome to them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads now while I pray for these here. Father, we are so happy today that through the fruit of the message brought sinners to the altar, and they accepted you as their personal Savior. Now, according to your word, their name is on the book of life, and there is nothing can rub it out. I will in no wise cast him out. He has everlasting life, shall never come to the judgment or condemnation, but done pass from death unto life. And they confess you with their hands up toward you to these other citizens of the kingdom in this great fellowship of Christ, that they too have become this afternoon pilgrims and strangers to the things of the world. They pass from death unto life. Thou said, he that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. So glad to see you work this miracle here before them just now. To see that prayer card over that man there. Oh, blessed and eternal God, you waited for this hour, and this is the hour that he can rejoice. We pray that if there be any more sick along this line, that you will take all the diseases out of their bodies. You can save their soul, can certainly heal their bodies. And they're thirsting for it. And I pray that you'll grant it. Bless this church together. Take them into thy loving arms and keep them until the day that we all meet together. And as we sit at that great table that evening for the Lord's Supper, thou hast said, I will not no more eat the fruit of the vine until I eat it, drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And on that great day, when that great table is set, and all the redeemed of all ages are sitting across the table from each other, we'll shake each other's hands. Oh, I want to see millions there, Lord, that have led to you. And you're going to say, Brother Branham, I'm so glad that you come. Then as we shed a little tear for joy, the King in his beauty will come out. Take his nail-scarred hand and wipe all tears from her eyes. Say, don't cry, children. It's all over now. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Send them into the harvest field here, Lord, and may they win others. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
All right, if you do not have a prayer card, you don't have to have a prayer card. These people in this line, that doesn't mean they're going to be healed. No, sir. If they don't have faith, they'll never be healed. Christ, if he was standing here with this suit on that he gave me, and you'd walk up to him and say, Lord Jesus, will you heal me? He'd say, I've already done it. How many knows that scripture? Certainly. Divine healing is a past tense. How many have been saved a year? Let's see your hand, dear Reverend. Now, it'll be told whether I'm telling the truth or whether I'm false. You love the Lord Jesus. You believe him with all your heart. You believe me as his servant that he sent me, and what I've said about him is true. You do. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with you or what you're wanting from God, will you accept him as giving you what you want? May the Lord God grant it. It's my sincere prayer. You're aware that something's going on. If the people can still hear my voice, between me and this young woman here is that light standing. It's moving quietly towards her. She's aware that it's something more than a man that she's in the presence of. I see the young lady very extremely nervous. And she suffers with some sort of a headache all the time because she's got a female trouble, a lady's trouble, that's bothering her. That's thus saith the Lord. Is that true or false? True? Watch here, friend. What do you think it is? There's something supernatural. What is it? You believe it to be the Son of God? Amen. If you do, then you can have what you ask for. If you will believe it with all your heart. Now, I just talked a moment to the girl. She's aware that something's taking place. What if I talked to her just a little longer? Being that she's the first patient? I don't know what he told her now. But let me talk to her again just for a moment. Just so that you'll see it just, it's infallibly the Holy Spirit. I see, I just contact her spirit again. What I said, that wasn't me. You're aware of that. I couldn't have said that. Now, isn't over you now a real sweet, humble feeling? If that's right, raise up your hand. Just something like you've never felt before. Now, he's going to speak again. I see it settling around the lady. Yes, I see her. It is. She's got a lady's trouble, a female disorder. It's bad. An abscess place. And the lady is praying for somebody else. Her brother. He isn't here. But he's a polio victim. And you are a Christian, and you go to a church, and you're a Baptist by denomination. That's thus saith the Lord. You're already healed, sister. So you can go off the platform happily. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now be real reverent. Just be as reverent as you can. Wait for the Lord. I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other, sir. We don't know each other. Now, the first case was a woman, like the woman at the well. Here's the case like that Philip went and got Nathaniel and brought him back. We've never met before, but Christ knows you. Now, if Christ will reveal to me something that's wrong with you, if you are sick, or something that you've done, or something like he did in the Bible, you'll know whether that's right or not. Then will you believe that he's the risen Jesus and the light shining in the Western countries on the Gentiles in this day? There'll be both man and woman. If the people can still hear my voice, the man's leaving from me. And I see him being taken into a room with doctors. And it's an operation for a lung condition. And they removed a lung or a part of a lung, cancered. And it's still bothering you. You're from the city here also. Your number at your house is 11933 49th Street. Your name's Rudolph Fitkin, something like that. That's right, thus saith the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Son of God, we ask for divine mercy for this dear dying brother. May death be changed to life for the glory of God. We ask in Jesus' name, and you said the last words as you left the earth, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's your promise, Father. I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We are strange to each other. It's your throat. That lady sitting right there has a throat trouble, tonsil trouble. If you can believe, that's right. There's a spirit pulling between you both. That devil is screaming to that one for help to try to get some doubt started in the church. There's a black streak between you two. But yours is a tonsil trouble. Yours is a cancer.
You believe? You're not from this country. You're from Saskatchewan, a place like Lloydminster. Your name is Miss Hess.
Oh,
eternal and blessed Father, we rebuke the devil that's binding our sister. He might have hid from the doctor, but he can't hide from God. Come out of her. We charge thee by the living God that you depart from the woman. Amen. Go home and be well, sister. That's all right. Let him dismiss you. Believe with all your heart.
Amen.
All right, sister. Say, you, sir, sitting rubbing your eyes, it struck you so well that nose trouble that you had left you too. That's what you had, didn't you? Raise your hand. What did you touch? You touched the high priest that can be touched with the feeling of your infirmity. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What's the strange thing to me? That people that's born again have claimed to touch, kiss the cup of the blessings of God and can hold your peace when the Holy Spirit, the life of God, moving in the church. It's always puzzled me. Little lady, I do not know you. We are strangers to each other, are we? That is right. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, will you accept Jesus as your healer? Your trouble is your eyes. You're going blind. They're getting dimmer all the time, and it seems like the changing of your glasses doesn't do it any good. Now you have glasses over your eyes. And the audience might think, well, sure, it's her eyes because she's wearing glasses. Then look at me just a minute and believe me to be God's servant, and maybe He'll speak something else to you. Yes, what you're praying for now is your husband. He's in a mental institution. That's right. Now, don't fear, sister. You're not in the presence of Brother Branham so much. It's the presence of Jesus Christ. Take that handkerchief to Him. Lay it upon Him. And may Jesus Christ bring you back to Himself and home to you to live a happy life together. Lord God, heavens and earth be created. Please change the scene and heal them, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Take that handkerchief to you. Don't move. Please, please. There's people praying everywhere. My word is at stake, you see, because I challenge them to do it. And you know what takes place? Each spirit, when someone's moving, it interrupts the rest of them. They all watch this one. That throws them off. Let's be real reverent when you're in church now. Something happened right in here, and I didn't see it. But just a moment, keep praying. The lady, I suppose, being a stranger, we are to each other. If the Lord Jesus Christ will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept Him as being your healer, whatever you have need of? Will the audience do likewise? The mouth of two witnesses or more, let every word be established. The lady is suffering with an extreme nervous condition and a thyroid which is making her overweight. And that's what she wants prayed for. That's exactly the truth. Let her be the judge. Now the Lord Jesus, is that what He did when He was here on earth? How many know that to be the Bible? Do you know if you ever read the Bible? Was that what He did to prove His Messiahship to both Jew and all the rest of the people? Well, this is the end of time. The prophet said the sun would rise in the east. It'd be a dark day, not day nor night, but in the evening the sun would shine again. Is that right? It'll be light in the evening time. This is the light that he spoke of. The light is Christ. He's the light of the world. He's a shining. He shined on the eastern people in the beginning at Pentecost. They had the same thing. And they took heed to these ignorant fishermen that they had been with Jesus because they'd done the works of Jesus. And in the Western world, after the church age and denomination, it's ceasing and dying. Thanks be to God for that. But we're coming into the real age now, and the Christ is shining forth his blessings to the people again. You might not want to believe it because I'm not a bishop or some cardinal, but God don't always use bishops and cardinals. Sometimes he used fishermen and so forth like that. So he can take nothing and declare something. If I was a cardinal, you might think I was smart enough to have some kind of psychology or something. But I'm not a cardinal. I'm your brother. Let's see. He already told you what you wanted. Is that right? It was for what? Let's see again. It's a nervous condition and overweight that you're praying for. And you've got a broken heart about something. And that is a little nephew of yours. And he's afflicted. He's a little boy about 10 years old. And you're more interested about his parents because they're unsaved.
Oh, yes.
And you're praying for them. Yes. Thus saith the Lord. God bless you, ladies. Go on your road and believe. Be healed. Do you believe?
Amen.
How do you do, sir? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other. The man said 10 years ago in this same place, I prayed for him with a leaking valve in his heart, and God healed him. Just as it was coming in, it was told out there this afternoon to the boys of a man here from Phoenix, Arizona, that was sitting way up in a recording balcony at Madison Square Garden, and he had a severe case of diabetes. And while I was ministering in Madison Square Garden, the Holy Spirit, while his wife was praying for him, called him up in the recording office, and he was healed of serious diabetes. Is that man present in the building now? There he is, right there. That's the man right there. The boys is telling me about it. See how God does? You say, what could do it? The Pharisees could say he was Beelzebub because he knew the thoughts of their heart, but they couldn't understand that what he said come to pass.
Amen.
That's what proves that it's the truth.
Amen.
Now, a leaking valve in the heart. Now, something else is wrong. And if God could heal the leaking valve in the heart, he could heal what's wrong now. If the Lord will reveal to me now, what's your trouble now? Will you accept it and believe it with all your heart? It's a prostrate trouble, which has been operated for, and it didn't do any good. Your prostrates are right now swollen up. You're having an awful time with them, getting up at night and so forth like that. That's true. God, who heals your bowel, can heal your glands. Believest thou this?
Amen.
Thank you to your hand. O eternal and blessed God, in the name of Jesus thy Son, give unto this man his deliverance, for I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Be reverent. Believe. dripping blood. Maybe it was a man that passed from Phoenix. It's the man sitting right here looking at me. He's praying for his wife. You're from Swift Current. She's got diabetes, doesn't she? And you were sitting there praying, oh God, make it manifest to me tonight. If that man be true, let him tell me what my wife has. That's right. She's got diabetes, hasn't she? Raise up your hand if those words are true. May you go home and find it just the way you believed it. Amen. Just believe. That's all that's necessary. If thou canst believe. Little lady had her head down, sitting right here. Flowers on her hat. Light over. If you can believe with all your heart, you suffer with a leg trouble, trouble in your leg, in your back, and in the liver. That's right, little ladies. Sitting there with the flowers on your hat that had your head down praying. If that's right, raise up your hand. This lady right here. All right, you can go home and be well. Jesus Christ, make you well. What about it out there? You believe it? Here's a man sitting here looking at me. Just has a pleasant look on his face like he has faith. I don't know you, sir. Do you believe me to be the prophet of a servant of the Lord? You do? This little man with the rainbow tie on or a picture on it here. I'm a stranger to you, am I? That's right, raise up your hand. You suffer with a rupture. You want the Lord to heal you, don't you? If that's right, raise up your hand. That's your daughter sitting next there. Right? What do you think about this little lady? You believe it with all your heart? You want God to heal your eyes, don't you? That's right, raise up your hand. That's the wife sitting next again. You believe? Believe me to be God's prophet? You suffer with gallstones. That's right, raise up your hand. Who else believes the Lord? Amen. Here's a man sitting over here, raised his hand just now. Sitting on the end, got glasses on. His eyes are failing him. Sitting right back across the top here with the gray hair. That's right. The man sitting next to you has heart trouble. He wants to be healed of heart trouble. That's right, isn't it, sir? Raise up your hand. Y'all put your hands on each other there, you two men. God bless you now. May the Lord Jesus condemn the devil. I challenge your faith in Christ's name. You might think I'm beside myself. I'm weak, but I'm not beside myself. I know who I have believed. And I know that he's telling the truth. He's vindicating it to be the truth. Would you want to kill that diabetes? Be made well? You believe God will heal you of the diabetes? How many more out there? Let me show you the Spirit of the Lord. How many out there has got diabetes? Stand up on your feet. Stand right here a minute. Come here, sir. Stand on your feet. Every person in the building has got diabetes, so I'm going to show you the presence of the Lord. You want to be healed? Sir, you want God to heal you of that stomach trouble?
Amen.
All who's got stomach trouble, stand up on your feet.
Stand right over here. Just have faith in God.
Rheumatism, arthritis. All who's got arthritis and can, stand up on your feet that wants to be healed of arthritis.
That's bless the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Cancer. That's right. All that's got cancer, stand on your feet anywhere. I just can't call you fast enough. There's too many of you. Just keep on your feet a minute. You're going to see the glory of God in a minute. come. Got heart trouble. And above that, you need Christ. You want to get over something. Alcoholic condition. That's right. Will you accept Jesus as your Savior? Every sinner stand to your feet. Amen. Challenge you. Every alcoholic stand to your feet. Every nervous person stand to your feet. Come up here just a minute. The God of eternity, the God of heaven. Challenging men and women. Look, standing over here. That's the reason I couldn't call everyone. There's just too many of you. But he's here. And he knows you. If he can heal these, he can heal you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Everybody else is sick. Stand on your feet a minute. Of any disease. This is the hour. If you believe me to be God's prophet, over this building seems like a light circling all over everywhere. It's the presence of the Lord. Let's raise your hands. You here, each one. Oh God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this people now. And I know that there's only one thing that could keep every person in here from being healed, and that would be unbelief. And oh God, I offer this prayer as a prayer of faith. I challenge the devil in the name of Jesus Christ that he leaves this building and from these people. Satan, you are exposed. You are no longer bluffing these people. They believe God. And I'm praying for them all this prayer of faith. You get out. I adjure thee by the living God that you depart from this building. You've been exposed all week long, and you can't hold it any longer. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Raise your hands and give God glory, and you, everyone, can be healed.